Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, May 11th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Natural gas prices in Europe increased after Ukraine said it would reduce flows from Russia through its territory. Ukraine's pipeline operator says it will halt gas flows that account for about a third of Russian exports to Europe through Ukraine. It blamed Russian forces' interference with pipelines in the east of the country. In Washington, House lawmakers passed a $40 billion emergency aid package for Ukraine and U.S. allies in the region. It now heads to the Senate, where objections from Republicans could slow its progress to President Biden's desk. Shireen Abu Akleh, a Palestinian-American reporter for the Al Jazeera News Network, was shot and killed during an Israeli military raid in the West Bank city of Jenin. The Palestinian Health Ministry said she was killed by gunfire from Israeli forces, while Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said information collected by his country indicated that Palestinian militants were responsible for Abu Akleh's death. Shares of Toyota fell in Tokyo after the automaker projected a 21% drop in net profit for the current fiscal year, as the company has been hit by rising costs of materials that offset revenue gains. The auto industry is grappling with a chip crunch and elevated material costs due to supply chain disruptions. Markets in Asia ended mostly higher, and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged up after yesterday's mixed session on Wall Street. Investors will be watching U.S. consumer inflation figures due out this morning, and Disney is expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.